All right, you gotta love Led Zeppelin right there. First song, first album. All right, Who's Talking is back, and we've got none other than one of the legendary linebackers, Charles McDaniel, and also a fantastic sponsor partner with Hildrip Moving and Storage. Charles, welcome to Who's Talking. Hobo is dying to ask you
absolutely,
20 questions. 20
dying.
Questions.
Well, you know, I've known three generations of McDaniels up there. Granddad, Dad, and Charles, so go way back. But anyway, Charles, you know, we're all frustrated down here. Give us cause for hope. What have you seen that has given you some basis for optimism looking forward? And we really haven't talked to you about your judgment on the hiring of Bronco anyway, so have at it.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you all. There certainly is hope. It's sometimes difficult to see through the woods right now, but I am absolutely convinced, firmly believe that this was the right hire, the right staff, at the right time, and some of the right players. Coach Mendenhall is exactly right. You got to learn how to win. It is something that's learned, and if he says not earned, it parallels very closely, I think, to my time at Virginia a long time ago, but same situation where Virginia was not very good for a number of years, certainly longer than the dry spell we're in now, if you can believe it. But George Welch came in with a new philosophy, a new staff, and it takes a while to teach players who are conditioned to lose to learn how to win. And that's not going to be done this year. It'll be a work in progress. And while some question whether we showed improvement playing a Connecticut team this week, I struggle with that. I certainly think from game one to game two we showed improvement. The defense played well against a lesser offense, so it's hard to quantify. But I do think they're learning. I do think we're getting closer to winning. And the most important thing is to get the first win. Mm-hmm. The only cure is to earn a victory and to continue to work hard and to believe in each other and the coaching staff and to have the fans do the same thing. It's not a great situation, but it can be a wonderful situation, a great situation. But it's going to require a little patience. You know, I think we're talking about a couple years of talent acquisition through recruiting. He inherited basically who Coach London had recruited last year, and there were some players, some good players in that in this last class. But I think you will see his type of players, our type of players. That I'm not so worried about star ratings. That's a mess anyway. But I certainly am interested in hardworking kids who believe in the program and who have a skill set to play at this level. And I think we can attract those folks. I watched a Stanford who before Harbaugh got there had three losing seasons and really were struggling. It's all about attitude, and I do think it's about the coaching staff and buying in from the players. And I don't know where we are with that. Some of that just takes graduating out some of these kids who have not won and have a hard time understanding what it takes to win. So long story short, I firmly believe we have the right coach, the right staff, and many of the right players. But we need an infusion of talent. We certainly need to – we lack quality depth on both sides of the ball, particularly the offensive line. And that just needs to be replenished. And until it is, the inconsistencies will continue. I'd love to see the turnover number down, the penalties down, and some of the just poor execution improved. But that's a – that's probably more than you wanted to hear, but that's my thoughts.
You know, as to talent, Charles, it was announced just in the last day or so that defensive back Zach Burton, 6'1", 185, has signed a grant aid. He joins Jermaine Crowell, the son of the former terrific wide receiver that played for the Lions, and running back Lamont Atkins from Northern Virginia, who is a very highly rated running back. All three will enroll this coming January. So help is on the way, and I think you're exactly correct. Bronco's got to find the players that meet his system's needs. And let me ask you one question. When you're watching this defense, this 3-4, What aspects of it do you like, and what aspects concern you?
Well, the question is, do you have the personnel to run the defense? And he does more than a 3-4. I mean, if you look at the game, and most people probably don't look at it the way you all do, and perhaps I do, but he is running a number of variations off of it. But his base defense is a 3-4. I think we're stretched a little bit to I don't know if we have the – I know we don't have the personnel that we need, and certainly not the depth that you need. Better teams have depth and give breaks to these players. These you know, the three starters are playing most of the game, and you can tell when they get tired and when they take off a play. And I don't think it's as much scheme as it is personnel. There's some gap integrity issues. They're just learning how to play hard every single play. I was encouraged by Andrew Brown's play. Really, it started at Oregon and it continued at Connecticut, where the light went off and he's starting to play more consistently and more physically, which he hasn't in his two previous years. That's why he didn't see the field. And I think now he's starting to find out what it takes to win. And you know, Atkins is a good, probably not great, nose tackle, which is critical to the success of that, because you're two gap in there, and I just think they need more players to relieve some of the starters that you have and to have more depth. I'm okay with the initial scheme or saying he's a 3-4, but Bronco's pretty creative on defense, and he's doing all that he can with what he has. And there have been quite a few variations of the 3-4 that he's used so far. It's sometimes hard to see.
Yeah, what you and we had Antonio Rice on earlier, and both of you mentioned the learn how to win. From a football player's standpoint, what do you mean by that?
Well, learning how to do anything it's kind of classical conditioning. And for the last 6 years, or at least for the last several years, we only knew losing. And after a while, certainly in the Richmond game, if we just fought back, I thought that was a game that we easily could have won. But there was a lot of give up, and there was they only have known losing, and many of the times it was not losing close, and when it was close, and just simply not making the extra play, not giving the effort that's necessary. He has put, Coach Mendenhall has put them through very rigorous mental and physical training, but maybe they were a little behind in the execution and the coaching up for game time. But until you teach and until you break them down, and that's what George Welch did, you know, he broke down many of these players that were third and fourth years, fifth year kids that just simply didn't know how to win. And he ended up going with a much younger lineup. Many of us have played, Antonio, myself, that started that first year. We probably had no more business starting, but we knew how to win. We came from winning programs, and we were used to winning and doing those things that required that are required to be successful. After 3 or 4 years of losing, you're just looking around the corner or looking at the next play as a way to fail, not to win. So I think it certainly takes time, and I think we're starting to pick up a little bit on the execution. I was not in love with the offensive game plan at Connecticut. I don't think many people were. Yeah. I thought we left too many opportunities out there and should have taken advantage of them. There was maybe a clock management issue. Certainly not the optimal situation to run in a kid who's, you know, was just Randolph-Macon last year. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many practice reps he's had. That is a difficult situation and probably should have thrown the ball on third down.
I agree with all that.
Absolutely.
Wholeheartedly. thank God you didn't hear my rant at the beginning of the show. I didn't use one curse word, which is amazing.
No, that's good stuff. Frank was very disciplined. Very disciplined.
Well, that's good, Frank. See, you're learning how to to be different now. That's good. You're learning too.
Well, see, the challenge is we thought we were beyond those clock management issues, but I guess everybody's learning at this stage.
Well, as much as you want to get that win, that was not – there were several calls that I think that they would probably have back and maybe would have taken that time out on the previous drive. Mm-hmm. But let's face it, the Connecticut only themselves produced 19 yards. We gave them about 60 yards of penalties at absolutely the most inopportune times. Whether they were right or wrong, you don't argue. There's no sense in arguing that at all. But there's some question on clock management. All we need to have, though, is if we get a win, everyone stops talking about the 17 straight losses on the road, and everybody talks. You focus on something else. Until we get the win, everyone's going to focus on the things we're not doing right. That's natural. I get it. That's what I focus on in my business. When we're not doing things right, we're still teaching and learning, and there's probably not as much patience needs to be, but we need patience. And this is something that has happened over this talent drain and this attitude drain. It's been a 6-year process. Mike was a wonderful man, but probably not the best head coach for this program at the time.
I agree. What a terrific guy, but just... Mm.
When you talk about wins, Central Michigan comes in 3-0 with a win over Oklahoma State. Is this the week we get a win?
the year that Central Michigan is playing well, we get to play them. This is probably not scheduled exactly that way. they played very well. Whether they deserved it, I think they deserved to win the game prior to that play at the end on Oklahoma State. They played them out there, difficult environment,
yep.
and they've got some playmakers. So I don't think it gets easier. I think this team is better than who we played last week, and we've obviously got to be better if we expect to win. Offensively, you can't put up the paltry numbers that we did and expect to win against this team. We've got to play as well defensively and certainly improve offense. We've got to get some points on the board. We're starting to run the ball pretty well right now. We've got to get the ball down the field. That's another area where we're deficient. We don't have stretch receivers. We don't have people who can run off the corners, and they're telling us that try it and we'll see if you can beat us. And we haven't been able to do that. Too many passes or what we've taken what's been given. But at some point in time, you'd like to have the talent to dictate what defenses are doing, not let them do that to us. And that's simply what's happening now.
No two ways about that. Today in the press conference, Bronco talked about giving the quarterback enough time so they could run the intermediate and deep routes as opposed to the Oregon game where he got pounded like 6 or 7 times. Benker yep. got hit hard. And so the coaches were trying to protect him. So they were throwing more short passes against Connecticut. My guess is this week they go deeper a few times when they can get some play-action opportunities after a good run with Reed or Smoke.
I certainly hope so. You need better protection. The backs need to do a little better job of pickup. But we've got to get the ball down the field some more for the first 3 games. I mean, aside from a couple exceptions, it was all underneath and really what the defense was had designed to give us. And we can't continue to allow that to happen. And I think there'll be opportunities this week. I think we match up offensively against them pretty well. But we've got to execute. The line has got to play better. They certainly have done a better job in the rushing game. But, again, it's hard to measure. Oregon is not a particularly strong defense against the rush, nor was Connecticut. And we've got to run still got to run the ball, probably 150 yards this week. And, you got to have 300 through the air. You absolutely have to. I mean, this past game, we were like 420 yards offense and held them to 277. That's not bad. You should win with those numbers. And we had our turnovers down to a minimum.
I've told people, Charles, as a former basketball guy, the tough thing about football is you can win on the stat sheet and still lose the game. I guess that's the nature of the beast. But at any rate,
it is. But as long as we keep having more yards than they do, and we keep the turnover is a key number. I don't care what level of football that you play, you can quickly go to the turnover stat sheet and see how are you. Do you have a chance to win? We had no chance to win against Richmond when you're 4 turnovers to 0 or 5, and you know, we lost the battle out in Oregon.
Yeah,
I guess we forced a fumble and had an interception with Connecticut, but we need to be creating more, and that's playing physical and playing confidently. And if we can, to me, it's all about turnovers this week, and it's about running the ball and stretching the defense a little bit. I think we can do those things, and I certainly hope we do. It would be great to get a home victory and to get this thing headed in the right direction.
Absolutely.
So.
Anyway, Charles, we got to run to break here. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your sponsorship and appreciate your insights. I often think if you decide to get out of the moving business, you could become a football coach.
Well, you all are kind. I appreciate you having me. And please don't lose faith. I'm confident that we'll get it turned around. And time is of the essence. So
we're going to get there. Broncos going to do for football. I'm confident what Tony's done for basketball and Brian O'Connor's done for baseball. So we just got to give him a little time and be patient. But anyway, Charles McDaniel, thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to having you back.
Have a good evening, man.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to our final break. We got the Olympic report yet to come with Darren, and look at the ACC schedule and a few other odds and ends. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.